individual, please, Carla.
Item 1037, request of Cheryl Graves to address council regarding the public school systems.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheryl Graves, resident.
Thanks for being here, Cheryl.
Thanks. My job here today is to see an upgraded education program that engages students and teachers in goal-driven methods that are interesting enough to hold the attention of students that are otherwise left behind. The first step would be to move the non-participating students to the Village School on the YES campus. This may include any child that continuously disruptive in class, lacks in engagement, interaction, boundaries, and attitude, or may have trouble keeping up with learning, comprehension, and attention span. These students will no longer be the trouble students or the bullied ones. They can learn to participate in a safe environment that allows them to feel welcome and included. This program allows growth, and these students are no longer being compared to the achievers. In fact, this plan can now produce unsuspected achievers. The decline in education and the increase in homeless children is staggering. So let's look at what happens when our kids pass from one grade to the next without reliable learning abilities. Having an inadequate education results in poor living wages, is a major factor in homelessness, is a contributor to low test scores, is a link to low self-esteem and poor personal and social skills. When a student does poorly in school, it's reflected in their attitude. And when their attitude is disrupted, they no longer function at their best. So why is this still going on when we know how to fix it? The Yes, My Life Matters has a plan to entice people who otherwise would fail, a chance at a solid education and an education that they can be proud of. This plan can save the city millions of dollars, while at the same time, Portland could become a model for higher learning. The residents will get involved by watching their tax dollars wisely invested in education in place of wasted on programs that have been proven to be ineffective. The state can now invest in futures instead of disruption, raise the bar for students and teachers alike, attract kids to school, getting them off the streets, and introduce successful strategies for working with troubled students. The cause of the lacking education system are the parents and teachers, not the education system itself. Teachers contend with numerous disruptions in their classroom with no successful method to teach instead of babysitting disruptive students. Teachers have no incentive to produce high scoring students, and their authority over students are forever challenged. This plan offers a way to make sure that teachers are adequately trained and skilled to find a student's path towards enjoyment through learning, ultimately walking away with a successful understanding and comprehension. And to the parents, get involved with your child. This is your job, not the teachers or the government. The time is here to change our approach to early development and childhood education. I am hopeful by introducing the topics here today in the YES program, it allows you to see the gravity and the need for immediate action.
Thank you. Thanks for being here today. Commissioner Hardesty, do you have a comment? Very good. Carla, any item?